What's good, y'all? It's your boy CMJ here, bringing y'all another episode of the Go Talk 2022 NBA Playoff Edition. I got my boys Allen and Makai on tonight. Chuck was tired, so he's not here, and Ty was out with his girl, so who knows what they up to. But we know what we up to right here, right now, tonight, this evening. I know what I want to get into, but we're gonna start with the most recent thing, and that's Dallas forcing a game seven, in Phoenix. That I'm very shocked to see that this is going to seven games. I didn't believe in Luka carrying the Mavericks past the best team, or at least at least pushing them to seven games, the best team in the NBA. And also didn't really see Chris Paul playing as bad these last three games either. Even if Aiden has played okay and Booker's played okay, you know. Also, I still don't think the Suns are getting enough from Bridges, but I'll go there in a second. I just want to get Makai's and Allen's take on the series right now. We haven't had Makai on much, so it's going to be really interesting to see what he's got to say. Well, we're going to go Allen first.
Well, I had the Suns winning at first, but I did say...
You changing it up?
No. I clarified that if Luka did force a game seven, that the Mavs were going to win. And Luka did. As I say, it wouldn't have surprised me the Mavs forcing, but I did have the Suns winning the game six. But now it's going to be game seven, and if Luka showed out for game six, I could just imagine game seven.
Are you surprised by the margin of victory? Like, is that a...
Oh, yeah.
How shocked?
Okay, I'm very shocked by the margin of victory. I thought they were just going to win, you know, a couple, like, maybe 10, 8, 5 points. Bro, I seen the blowout. I was like, oh. There's got to be something wrong.
Does a blowout always contest to them actually winning, though? Or them actually showing them a weakness?
It could be a little bit of both, because Chris Paul hasn't been doing well.
It's not even just that, though.
He's a Warriors fan, so
he's not a Warriors fan. He just rooting for him. He picked them to win. He picked them to win it all.
Okay, then I'm sparing him then.
When we did the picks, like I took the Grizzlies and shit.
It would be the same context question to the Warriors as in the same as Dallas.
No, it surprised me that they was going to win by that much game six.
Here's what's kind of surprising to me is how underwhelming Mikal Bridges has been. And I know I mentioned him a little bit earlier, and I just want to say now, like, you know, what's starting to really become glaring to me is how much of a liability he is on the offensive end. Like, he doesn't really... Like, can we sit here and say Mikal Bridges has a bag?
No. Like, I have to say, in his defense,
he plays a lot of defense. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no. Well, we can have a conversation on, like, people who play defense over scoring and things like that. But I'm going to say that for their specific type of offense that they're running, it's causing him to look like that. You get what I'm saying? This year. Because – last year, he was their sixth man. You know what I mean? When Book was down and shit too. But I'm seeing that, like, he doesn't know where exactly to be at on the floor when they're playing. Oh, you think
his role
like
changed?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Look, Chris Paul only took seven shots, and Bridges took seven shots. And Bridges went 2 for 7, Paul 4 for 7. I don't know. I just feel like when Chris Paul's having a down game, and Aiden is not, he's the third option, but I don't trust Aiden. Even that soft stuff we were talking about the last time, like that aside, I don't trust him. Like, oh, so he had a good game, 21 and 11. He had a good game.
He was their leading scorer, right?
Yeah, he was.
That's the part that's messed up about it, because him being the third scoring option, that's supposed to be average. Yeah, and this is what I'm saying, the difference between last year and this year, because also his average went down this year because of Mikal Bridges stepped up last year. Now that Mikal Bridges has stepped down, you know, from the position that he was in last year, that's DeAndre Ayton's supposed to be 25-15 every game, bro.
Yep. I also seen Aiden's 25-15 too much in love with that mid-range jumper.
That's what Chris Paul is also supposed to bring to him too. So if you make Chris Paul turn the ball over a lot, guess what? They lost. Because Book is not giving you 10 assists.
Yeah.
So now you need a facilitator. And once you take out the facilitator, now what you got? You got them playing park ball.
Yeah, you take out Chris Paul and then
you take out the structure. Because Chris Paul brings structure to the game.
And you know what's crazy about the Suns that I haven't really noticed until now? And it's really because it's crazy. I mean, I'm not really like a basketball expert, obviously. But what I haven't noticed until now is that like their backup point guards are underwhelming. Like Campaign, he was supposed to be coming on, but now he's not getting the minutes.
Campaign is not the same Campaign I've seen last year.
Yeah, I'm just like, you know, like they don't have
because he had to take a step back. They all had to take a step back. When you got your starters playing 35, 40 minutes, you can't come in with that same fire.
Yeah, that's true. They was also playing their bench way more last year. You do have a point on that.
They were trying to make it to the end. They were trying to make it to the ship. And it was about load management last year, too. So now you take those properties away. Now what you got?
This shit. A game 7 in Phoenix against Luka and Jalen Brunson.
Who has something to prove after saying
that is the key person right there right now for Dallas. It's Jalen
Brunson. Yeah, he's the X factor, definitely. Jalen Brunson scores 20 points. Just 20, bro. 20 points next game. That is the one then.
I'll give you this. I won't just say Jalen Brunson.
20 points.
Luka's going to give up. I'm going to give Luka 35 plus right now. So like 37, 38, 39. If JB puts up 20 and Reggie Bullock.
I knew he was going to say his name.
If Reggie puts up at least 15 with 2 steals, you know, a couple of rebounds, they got it. Period.
Or maybe even surprising have a Dinwiddie.
Okay.
I look at them as how they're gonna use Dinwiddie. It would be smart for them to like hold on to Dinwiddie for next series if they can make it, because Dinwiddie is also a slept-on starting point guard.
Yeah, and any other team he's starting.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he was starting before he got hurt, so it's not like.
Yeah, but I don't know. To me, it's just crazy to think that this team players like Reggie Bullock. You feel me? They're about to be in the Western Conference Finals.
But then think about it, bro. It's shooters surrounded by Luka.
But I'm not gonna say it. Really wouldn't it wouldn't disappoint me. It wouldn't disappoint me, bro. It wouldn't disappoint me if the Mavs won. Like I wouldn't be mad. I wouldn't be upset. Like the Suns didn't make it. Like Chris Paul and y'all blew it. You feel me? Y'all blew it. We're gonna be sitting here talking about how much y'all blew it if y'all don't pull this shit out. In game 7, you feel me? So it's like, you know.
All it has to do is play the same. That's all they got to do. Do what they just did this game. You know what I'm saying? In the next game. And they should be.
I'm taking the Suns in game 7, bro. I'm taking the Suns game 7 in Phoenix. They have to have it. Chris Paul, Devin Booker, they have to have it. I don't think they're losing to just Luka. I'm sorry. I hear y'all talking about Brunson and Booker. Hey,
they only tough.
Huh?
The only tough one, bro.
How about this? How about I even give you – I'll give Chris Paul 20 points last game, right? That's 7.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what?
They almost lost by 30. So even if you give Chris Paul the 7 to get him to 20 and the 13 to get Miles Bridges to 20, which means that Miles Bridges, DeAndre Ayton, Chris Paul, and Devin Booker all have 20 points and they still lose.
That's one game, bro.
I get that.
But Vince King is an example.
Yeah, exactly. Even with giving them points.
He's saying if the Mavs play the same the next series, I mean the next game, and the Suns starting four score 20 points, they still lose. That's the point he's trying to make.
Well, the point I'm trying to make is that's not happening because at the end of the day, the best team always wins in a 7-game series no matter what. Yeah, we get some good, really good series, but we already know who the better team is. And like real talk. I hear y'all talking about the Mavericks. I really do. And it's cute. It is. But Chris Paul and Devin Booker are not about to lose game 7 in the second round. I don't really like Luka. Like I'm not a fan, but I respect Luka, and I it's just him. Like I don't see Jalen Brunson stealing the show in Phoenix.
He doesn't have to steal the show.
That's exactly what he has to do, bro. Because Luka's gonna say that same thing.
The only reason why I was gonna say that he does not have to steal the show and agree with him is because okay, Jalen Brunson the last couple games has been averaging what
20.
At least 20, except for one game. Well, no, I think two out of playing with Phoenix. He had under 15 points. Only two games. Before that series, I mean, with the Utah series, he was averaging 25. Right?
Yeah,
25.
Okay, I hear you, Brunson. So what I'm emerging, saying is, but I don't trust him. Other players.
No. But I'm also saying this: he's also been super consistent within the playoffs.
Okay, but I don't trust them other players. Kleber. Bullock, like I don't trust them dudes. I don't. Not more than I trust Booker and Paul. Bro, I trust Booker and Paul to combine for 70 before I trust Kleber, Bullock, and Brunson to beat Phoenix, this Phoenix team in game 7.
Given what you just said, if they combine for 70, they still might lose.
Bro,
who else is gonna score? No, you gotta give me another. You have to give me another consistent scorer.
Consistent.
That's gonna add on to that.
Aiden has been decent. As much as I've been talking about Aiden has been decent enough to get to drop at least 18 in that game, at least
35 each. Gonna get 70. If they're dropping 35 each, Chris Paul and Devin Booker, how much is Aiden dropping in that game?
I just said 18, right? You hear me?
Still, what 88 points? That's what,
bro. You want me to go player by player? How many points they're gonna have? That's like you going roster and going player by player. And like, come on now. Like, I can say Cam Johnson's gonna come off the bench and have 8, okay? And then Crowder's gonna have what another 9 points? Mikal Bridges, 12 points. You know, like.
What you're telling me still lose.
How they lose? You're not even giving me the Mavericks score. Like, what, you be just going based off this last game?
I told you, Brunson.
And actually, Brunson, based off the numbers I just gave you, they would win. Didn't I just give you, bro? I just gave you what 80? I gave you 88 with Aiden, Booker, and Paul. I gave you 9 with
and they had 86 tonight. That's what I'm saying.
Oh my goodness. So who you got exactly winning game 7? So who you got winning game 7?
I got Dallas winning this series, bro.
Oh, yeah. Hell nah.
And we can bet on that if you want to.
That's why you're riding for him so hard.
We can bet on that if you want to.
That's why he's riding for him so hard.
That's why I'm riding on it so hard. I'm just looking at it just being facts.
Me too.
Yeah, me too, because, man, as I said,
Chris Paul keeps choking too every year.
If Luka forced game 7, bro, that Luka was going to win.
I don't see it. Like I said,
I trust Luka more than all those players combined, bro. Honestly, you know how much Luka's averaging.
Well, I'm not. Okay. I'm coming from the standpoint of Luka has been on this stage many a times, way before he even hit the league. So to say that he ain't ready for this, he ready for it. He ready.
Yeah, he's waiting a lot of games.
He's waiting. This is the one. That's gonna showcase.
I know Luka really. Talent. I know Luka really wants this too. Like Luka really wants it.
He wants this more than Devin Booker did. And I can't say
we're gonna see.
He wants it more than Devin Booker.
We're gonna see. That's all I gotta say. All right, we're gonna see Devin Booker game 7. We're gonna see.
He's the one who said they only talk for the up.
Devin Booker too worried about having a Kardashian at his party. I mean, at his game or the dinner, whatever she is.
Yeah, I see. All right, bro. I got
no, Chris Paul, man. Chris Paul gonna shine. We seen Chris Paul in Game 7, bro.
That boy. That's one man I can't wait to see him, though. I know him and Luka gonna go back and forth. But I just think when it all comes down to it, it's gonna be on Lucas. It's gonna be on his shoulders for him to at least advance. Now, I don't know about him advancing further on than what this is. This might be his ceiling when it comes to this specific team. You get what I'm saying? Like, this team that he has right now, this is his ceiling. It's to possibly make the WCF. I don't know about no. I don't know about no finals.
I don't think the Mavericks as a whole are good enough to beat the Suns. That's why I'm going to take them. Like I said, I think the best – I don't think, but I believe the best team always wins in a seven-game series, no matter how hard you push them. And speaking of the best team always winning, let's touch on – okay, well, I'm not going to touch on – we're going to do Celtics and Boston one more time, but let's talk about how the Heat wrapped up the Sixers series earlier today.
Party choke, like always.
Yeah, that was so disappointingly underwhelming.
One good game this year.
That's expected. Bro,
I'm really at a loss for words because it's really – I'm not a Sixers fan. I'm not a Joel Embiid fan, but it's just a little hard. It's a little disheartening, bro, to see a player as good as Joel Embiid have to go through all of what he's just went through for this season and not even win the MVP. You feel me? You got dudes like Harden.
Hey, we got dudes like Jimmy Butler saying they chose Tobias over me.
You feel me?
That was hilarious. So I think that was surprising. I thought Jimmy Butler left for other reasons, but it might have been Tobias Harris who got him out of Philly. But I mean, shit. Yeah, it's kind of sad for him.
Yeah, my bad. I'm rolling up. Go ahead, talk to me, y'all. Tell me. I mean, were you expecting Heat in six? I mean, I wasn't. I was expecting Heat in five.
Yeah.
Another thing too. I thought it wouldn't have even lasted this long, but
I had called a sweep at first. I ain't gonna lie.
And then, hey, I ain't gonna lie either. When I said this is going seven games, so I was wrong on both fronts.
Yeah, I had called a sweep, but then Joel Embiid came back.
I was like, shit, man.
But I knew it wasn't going to be a sweep.
I did say he in six, so then they're winning in six.
Him and James Harden wasn't playing that good in the regular season anyway, like that.
And Embiid, there was no reason for him to come back.
Just to be a sure point for them to say, oh, yeah, they go for sure going East, ECF. Like, no, that's another thing.
Yeah,
there was like no these NBA 2K teams don't mean anything in real life. Like, we're talking about real life.
There was no reason for NBA to come back either.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
It was clearly hurt. Yeah.
And I mean, you can still see, like, he was playing more without the contact that he's normally
tentative.
That he normally receives, tentative. Right? And it caused him to be a little timid. I mean, you could get hit in the face only like one good time, and you learn your lesson. You feel me?
I already know him, bro. That shit hurt, probably.
And now Embiid has to go under the list of all our masked up players. He has to go.
Disappointing end for the Sixers, of course. It didn't even go to game. The Heat. I wish Chuck was here for this, but he isn't, so I guess we'll have to hear it.
Great.
I'm gonna have to. Like I said, I wish Chuck was here. I'm gonna give the Heat their props here, bro. They handled their business. You know, like Joel Embiid came back and they got a couple games, and you know the Sixers looked like they were threatening to force it back to Miami, and and they even had some people picking the Sixers to win the series. Not me, of course, but none of us did that. But I'm just saying, some people, yeah. None of us. But
right, I don't know what team they were seeing.
But yeah, no, I will. The Heat handled their business. Now they'll be facing
the winner out of the Celtics and the Bucks.
Right, which
that could go anywhere.
Listen. I got the Bucks in seven, and I had the Celtics winning game five, and the Bucks winning the last two games.
The Bucks are going home next game tomorrow?
The Bucks?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Bucks winning.
I don't know, bro.
Either. I don't know. I can't.
I'm not going to definitively say that, bro, because these two teams, they've been trading blows. They've found each other's weaknesses and they've been exploiting them. They know each other's strengths. They've been playing to each other's strengths.
Middleton,
they've been exploiting
with no Middleton though. With no Middleton,
the Bucks have been they've been showing their true championship mettle, bro.
Middleton is questionable next game, by the way.
Yes, I had a feeling like after game two that he might emerge in this series at some point.
And he's questionable now. He went from day to day to questionable.
But I don't know, man. I don't know. It might be too early for him to come back.
What's his his game time decision?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bro. This series has been wild. And game five was crazy. Tell me what y'all thought about game five, bro. Tell me your thoughts on game five, that the last play, crazy. Drew Holiday, all of that. Talk to me.
I ain't gonna lie to you. That shit was crazy, and that was one of the craziest defensive plays for game I've ever seen.
It's expected with Drew.
It's expected, but not a snatch block. That dude snatched it straight from the air.
Bro, can we be honest? Last year, when the Bucks were on their way to the finals and all this other good stuff, and everyone was talking about, well, I'll be honest about it. I'm not gonna say us, but the Bucks were talking. I mean, everyone was talking about the Bucks and their big three, quote unquote. And I said big three. Drew Holiday ain't no big three. Chris Middleton ain't no big three.
Hold on.
Listen to me. Just listen to what I'm saying, bro. I said on their way to the finals, like in the second or third round, you know, we were all talking about it, but I was just thinking to myself as people were calling them a big three. I was just like, to me, they don't have the cachet to be called a big three. You know, not Holiday, not Middleton. I'm sorry, not yet. Like I don't.
But until Middleton became Mr. Fourth Quarter.
And then, but they won the
three. But I for sure believe, like, it was a Giannis and Middleton.
Yeah.
I get you on that. I agree with that, too.
Last year's Holiday is nowhere compared to what this year's Holiday is doing.
No, like, he I had respect that.
Games here and there, but this year he's, like, consistent.
I respect that.
He had a game winner, game three?
Game three, yeah.
And now he has a game-winning snatch block? Like, damn, like.
Two back-to-back possessions, because even
he stripped after the block, they still had
a chance to score. And he stole the ball.
You're right.
But, and that's like what I was saying, too, in the group chat yesterday. I'm like, Marcus Smart fucked that up for them.
But then,
I want to know why the ball isn't in JT's hands. Marcus Smart tends to try to be
the hero a lot.
I mean, but I'm going to say this. He ain't never changed. His game ain't never changed. Even when he was in Oklahoma State, he was doing the same stuff.
And I was watching the replay. Jason Tatum was wide open in the corner.
Wide open. Why is he not taking the ball up?
Why is he not passing the ball? He's wide open.
Yeah, I don't know. Listen, I don't want to – see, I'm not like you, Alan. I don't like to use the word inexperience for everything that young players do or don't do on the court. You get what I'm saying? But
– no, it's not that, no.
No. I'm just trolling you, bro. I'm trolling you, bro. Relax, bro.
The Celtics have experience, but Marcus that was... Smart does tend to be the hero a lot.
Let the hero come to you. You don't have to force it.
Yeah.
I don't think hold on. Let me defend Marcus Smart here. Because I don't think he's Patrick Beverley. I don't think he forced it. I think he has that dude inside of him. Not as much as Tatum and Brown, but I think all three of those guys have that dude inside of them.
Okay. I have a question for you now.
Okay. Shoot.
Okay, if you're the coach, right?
Okay.
Whose hands is the ball going to, bro?
Tatum or Brown.
Thank you.
Tatum. Wait. You talking about like on the inbound, right? Like on that last inbound, mm-hmm. on the very last one?
Either that or go get me a shot. Go get me a bucket.
Are you talking about on the side
for
out?
That, for that,
you talking about on the
that,
side out or the
or for the, that situation, the, you got to give it to you. Let JT run the ball. Like that's just what it
up
is.
The court.
Yes,
I say you give it to Brown.
I'll give you one of those two. But what I'm saying is, I'm not going to let Marcus Smart take the ball down and try to make a play.
I understand exactly what you're saying. I understand exactly what you're saying because I wouldn't do that either.
Right. Like, not like that. That's not Marcus Smart's game.
It's not.
He's really an off-ball guard.
Exactly.
Yes. Yes. He is not. Corner, right? He is not. So, you know, that's something that really somebody said it after the game.
So if they double teamed you.
Hold on, bro. Hold on. Let me say this real quick. Let me get this out. Somebody said this after the game. I can't remember who it was. Somebody from the Celtics saying something about Marcus Smart being there. You know, he's the point guard, so he's supposed to be able to see stuff on the court or do certain things on the court. Blah, blah, blah. But in my head, I'm thinking to myself, like, Marcus Smart is not. He's not. He's never been like. He's not like LaMelo or Lonzo or CP3. He's not a pass first guy. He's not a ball handler.
He's a two. But see, that's the thing too. He's a two guard. He's not necessarily a one. Yes. He's a two guard.
Yes, but you know what? They're trying to incorporate him.
No, I get that.
Yeah,
I get that. They're trying to incorporate him because at the end of the day, you got to know how to do both. I get that.
But yeah, because you know what?
For that situation, knowing his experience within that position,
I'm gonna start clapping at you.
He should not have took the ball down the court.
Okay, and then if you're the opposing coach, right? If you see Jason Tatum bring up the ball or Jaylen Brown bring up the ball, you're calling a double team. You're not gonna let them go one to one. So if they call a double team, who's the fuck's gonna be open? Either Marcus Smart or another of the shooters, right?
I
like Marcus Smart taking an open shot.
But not taking up the ball for the open shot.
That's the point. Yeah, exactly.
Yes, I trust Marcus.
Because if I'm the opposing coach, I'm not letting Jason Tatum go one to one.
Fuck no.
Yeah, exactly. So you call a double team, right?
You'd be fine.
Marcus Smart will be way more deadly, wide open in the corner than him bringing up the ball looking for a play.
Because that's he can't. No, me. My thing is this too. His court vision is not
there
as experienced as a point guard to the level of where they need him to be. That's
right,
why they
you
need,
know what
that's,
though. I
that's
feel
why
like
they
if...
didn't even do Peyton Pritchard in that position too. Even though he could have did the same thing. Just bring the. All I need you to do is bring up the ball, secure the ball, and you know make a play. But they're not experienced to that level, let alone in the playoffs.
Well, here's another way I can defend. Here's another way I can defend Marcus Smart. And it's not like I'm sympathizing, but I think I can understand.
Well, no. I'm not going against Marcus Smart. I'm just.
I know,
saying, like,
but I'm just.
That
I just want to.
Possession wasn't the position that he needed to play.
You know what? But you know what? I'm gonna give bro a lot of credit because bro's already a great defensive player, and his 3-point shot has come a long way. And I think if he is going to continue to be the point guard for the Celtics. The best way to round out his game is to get his – Dan, can I finish? God damn, bro. No, I'm just playing. Anyway, yeah, no, I think this is the best way to round out his game is to just get his vision up and get his distribution skills up because he doesn't need a handle. He could use a better handle, but, like, he don't need to be Kyrie. He don't need to be CP3 with the passes, but no-look passes. Just get your vision up a little bit. And keep that 3-ball consistent and keep playing defense. That's all they need from you, honestly. They don't need you to run the offense.
Now, watch this. This is the part that throws me with that game. Now, normally, if you put the Celtics in that position in the regular season in an earlier time in the playoffs, guess who takes the ball up, which is not Marcus Smart. It is Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown usually takes the ball up for those type of – so what changed? That's another thing. So the thing that also I do definitely agree on you with, he just needs to improve his vision. But also they need a guard. They need a number one.
They need a Tyus Jones or
they need
I kinda see
Kyrie.
Why. I kinda do see why they're going away from trying to develop Marcus Martin to a one. Cause they had two pretty good point guards and it didn't work out.
Hold on. Let me just say this real quick. They had two good. Hold on. Wait. I get it. Kyrie's a point guard, but I think he's more of a two. And Kimba was a really small guard. He was a scoring guard, and he didn't play any defense. They've never had a distributor on the team. They never had anybody on the team that could set. Brown and Tatum are natural scorers. And Brown had to develop a little bit more. But I always believe that Jaylen Brown.
You know who fits very good on that team?
Who?
Lonzo
Grant Williams.
Lonzo Ball.
Mm-hmm. But Lonzo Ball could fit well on a lot of teams, though. Let's just be real. Like he's a great player, like all around.
Well, it just also his play complements a lot of other players' play style. That's
kind of that's what I should have said.
Lonzo is a really good
to sound a whole lot smarter. That's what I should have said.
He's trying to roll his guys. Look, he's a 6'7" pass first guard. Like,
so you have
on defense.
Do you guys have the Celtics forcing Game 7?
Yes, I do.
I have the Celtics winning this series.
Oh shit!
I have them stunning GA. I have them stunning GA, man.
I don't.
And I'm gonna say it like this too. Out of all teams that's gonna stop Giannis, I think it is gonna be Boston. He's gonna run through Miami.
Okay. Cool. I'm glad we're on the same page there. Yeah. I'm glad we are on the same page about that.
I agree.
Miami everybody's has no chance.
Everybody's defensive game plan right now is stop Giannis.
But, however, I don't believe the Celtics have enough consistency on offense to beat the Bucks. I just don't.
Two games in a row. Yeah.
Yeah. The way that the Bucks, especially like the way that the Bucks forced them to take a lot of threes, and they're not the, I mean, I get it, they're one of the better 3-point shooting teams, but let's face it. Like when you're chucking up that many threes, I just don't think they're all going to go in. Like Grant Williams, he can stroke it. I get you. I give you that. Tatum, he can stroke it. Brown, he's a little streaky, but it's better now. Smart, we know it's streaky. They just don't have the most consistent shooters, and they play into the Bucks' hands. They really do. But I'll give you this though, Al Horford. Like I said the last time, all my respect to Al Horford. Oh my God, I can't say enough about what he's done in the playoffs this year. Like, bro, he should Al Horford should be a Hall of Famer. I think he should be going to the Hall of Fame. He's had a good career. I think he's been hella underrated his entire career. Even I underrated him. Like for real, I really did. He's been on a lot of different teams.
He's a high IQ player too.
Hella high. I mean, yeah, bro. I rock with him, bro. I rock with him. Especially I respect Al Horford, man. Respect Al Horford.
In arena, that's all.
Huh.
I said he's a good player. He just didn't get a ring. That's all.
Yeah. I just, we came into the series like, Al Horford, nah. So especially Chuck. You know what I mean? We thought Al Horford was gonna get ate up by Giannis, but he's doing his thing. You know what I'm saying?
And so I like that, out of all the players who come on, like that's another thing too. People be just looking at shit at face value. It's like Al Horford has been cemented as a great defensive player, damn near his whole career. So you ain't gonna just come here and say like, oh yeah, he's about to get ran over. He's old and blah blah blah. Like honestly, when you get of age in a certain position and the way that Al Horford plays, which is why these certain players can play so long in their careers, right, is because they know what to do. The biggest thing, and I'm sure we're all familiar with it, is old man's game. If you ever heard the term old man game,
fundamentals.
What do old men do? They do exactly what they need to. They ain't out here trying to score 35 and 50. They don't have to do that. But he knows that he needs to get rebounds. He needs to be in position. He needs to get defensive, you know what I mean? Get defensive stops, maybe a block or two. And that's all he has to contribute for his team. You know, so then if he do drop 15 on you, then it's like, okay, now they're rimming. They're going to win. No, and it's like, that's just how old men play. They play their position. They don't do no more, no less than that. If you go to a park right now with the old heads is playing, they go right to that little block, hit that shot off the backboard. You know what I'm saying? And then they go right back to the side and play defense. They know exactly what they need to do.
They can't do what I can do. Boston, a little shake and bake. Anyway.
All that Kyrie Irving shit can still be shut down by the oldest player like Al Horford. Just because all that shit is not needed. You're tiring yourself out more than anything.
Wait, let's clear to clarify. Okay, I got Bucks and seven.
Makai, I got Bucks and six.
Okay. Allen, you got Bucks and six. Makai got Celtics and seven. I think Chuck also had Bucks and six. So this game six. Whew. I'm going to take the Celtics winning on the road.
Okay, Giannis, 40-piece Chick-fil-A nuggets.
40-piece? I ain't know they serve 40-piece Chick-fil-A
nuggets. Okay, so you know what? I'll give Giannis 37, but he going to still take this L.
Yeah, I don't.
It's going to be a dynamic play with Jaylen Brown to Jason Tatum to win the game.
No matter what happens, I think the Celtics win this game.
I do too.
But the Bucks win the series. But we'll see how this game goes. You never know, because if somebody get hurt, then I got to change my pick. You know what I'm saying? Knock wood.
It does depend on the injury status before the game, too. I need to see that for sure.
Yes. So, one final thing. Man, so, hey, bro. Hey, let's go all the way back. Tell me about them Warriors, bro. Tell me if they got championship...
They lost, bro.
No, they got their asses whooped. They're playing lazy. They got their asses whooped. Say it right.
They kind of came out and played like they already knew they was going to win. And that's a problem within the playoffs.
I mean, don't ever come out like that against the Grizzlies, boy. What's up with you? What's wrong with you, boy?
They look like they didn't even want to play.
Talking about you going to whoop that trick. They just
drank some beers and got on the court.
Talking about you going to whoop that trick.
They really probably did, though.
Like, who cares, bro? Like, you know, y'all got embarrassed and exposed. You feel me? Allen, you looking real goofy right now. That's great. I hope
Does one loss by 40 plus count as just exposure of them just period?
Oh, yeah. You know why? Because
I don't get think if it was any other team, they wouldn't be doing that.
Who wouldn't be doing that?
The Warriors. If it was any other team, for example, if they were playing the Suns right now, they wouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, but can we? Okay, but listen, a lot of the turnovers that the Warriors had that night, they weren't just lackadaisical. A lot of they weren't just like no. The Grizzlies were on their asses. They were on their asses. Like, bro, the Warriors were bringing the ball up the court. Grizzlies coming up behind them, passing the ball out.
They
was
damn near playing full court press on them.
They were not letting them up.
They were not letting
the Warriors breathe at all. And I get it, bro.
That's how you fucking supposed to do. That's the difference.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I was just saying that was the difference. Like, they was playing full court press. They was not letting up. Like, you can't just be like, oh, yeah, let him just dribble up. Let me let Steph Curry just come all the way to half court, knowing he shoots half court shots. Like, you can't play with nobody right now. First off, it's the playoffs, too. Stop taking everything so lightly.
Speaking of light, let's talk about how light the Warriors are in the paint. Because ever since Steven Adams been back, the battle on the boards has been a totally different story.
The
Warriors do not have a true big right now anyway.
The Warriors been out-rebounding them besides last game. You can't say the rebounds are a thing.
Bro. Are you telling me that Steven Adams' presence alone, his 20-plus minutes that they're giving him per game that he's been back? Well, not that first game he's back because he played the garbage minute. But these 20-plus minutes, these last couple games haven't made a notable impact against the Warriors, who I said he had experience against. You already know who Steven Adams is. You already know what he can do. And you know what? Draymond Green, for as good as he is on defense, I mean, hey, it's like a wash with him and Steven Adams, because Draymond can't pull Steven Adams out to the perimeter. Draymond Green don't have no both. It's the same. It's both. And Steven Adams has the size advantage inside. No matter it how much,
bro, Steven Adams has 7 points.
But not like that. Are you expecting Steven Adams to score like that? I feel like they both cancel each other out, him and Draymond. Because Draymond ain't going to put up no 23, 25. No, Draymond about to put up 7, maybe 8, 9, 17, He'll go get, not 17, I'm sorry, like 7 to 10 rebounds and then like 3 steals. Like, that's where Draymond game is. Draymond is the epitome of old man game since he's been in the league.
Yeah. Listen,
he plays exactly, but see, not like that. They don't give Draymond the hype that he really should receive. Like, and I really mean that because and people are not going to like this. There is no ring without Draymond, and I know how that sounds, but there is no ring without Draymond. None.
Fact. Not one. I agree with you.
Check this out. As much as I guess I wouldn't like hearing that, I can respect that, but I can also say Draymond is not Draymond if he's not on the Warriors. Like, he's not Draymond if he's on some other team.
Definitely, like, true. So. Because that's also saying the people, like, you know, it comes with management and coaching. Steve Kerr knows what the hell he's doing.
Yeah. But you know, and I'm going to touch on something else.
Sorry to cut you off, but I'm going to say this. There's only specific type of coaches that can deal with us with the player that acts like Draymond without putting him out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no. And I can respect Steve Kerr. That comes
from working with Jordan.
And I can respect Steve Kerr. Besides that, you know, that whole broke the code comment, feel me, from game two. You know, I can respect Steve Kerr. It's just – more, it's, to me, it's more about the team, you know, than just. And I know I mentioned Steven Adams and this, that, and the other, but the Grizzlies came to play. The Warriors, they didn't, you know, obviously. And now this game six is so pivotal because it's not like Curry shot a really bad percentage and Klay Thompson shot a really bad percentage that last, you know what I'm saying? It's just they had a high number of turnovers, and, you know, Mike Brown decided to pull him early. You know, Poole, you know, he didn't have a good game either, but I'm just saying, like, he only put up, like, 6 shots. That's probably not going to happen again, you know? Like,
they had,
like,
22 turnovers last game.
Yeah.
I think the point that two changes that, sorry, because they lost by 40. So what also translated into their loss was their points off of turnovers. It's one thing that do have turnovers. You can have a shitload of turnovers and still win the game. But the points off of turnovers is also what changed the game because they scored 29 points off of turnovers. Y'all lost by 40. That's pretty much where all y'all points came from.
And the fact that you mentioned that is the reason why the Grizzlies were down 3-1 in the first place, because a lot of times they would get turnovers and they would not – be able to capitalize. They would just be moving too fast, or they would turn the ball right back over, or they wouldn't, you know, or sometimes Ja Morant would come down and he'd be a little indecisive with the ball. He'll bring it back out, and I'm like, okay.
What's crazy also is,
here we go.
If just say Ja was playing, right? I feel that wouldn't happen.
You know,
and that's sad. I know.
I'm not.
I just feel like. They'll have more fire.
I'm not going to refute that, bro. I'm not going to refute
that. I just feel like, Ja got injured. Oh, they're about to just let it happen. Let them let them lose, you know?
But you know what, though? This game, we finally got a Desmond Bane sighting. 21 points, 6 for 12, 4 for 6 from 3-point range.
You've been
I've been waiting. Desmond Bane, you give me – and Dylan Brooks, 5 for 13. I will take that, Dylan. I will take 5 for 13, okay? I will. Please, just don't give me no more 3 for 18, 4 for 14 or whatever. Don't give, please. I can't. Oh, my God, bro. Dylan, if you cost – the Grizzlies the rest of this series, bro, you already hurt the team.
you already hurt the team, bro.
You already hurt Gary Payton. Like, I'm not gonna put up with this, bro. I will put it on Twitter for him to get traded. I will. for real, because it don't make any sense, bro. It's playoff time. It's time to shine. Time to put up buckets. Jaren Jackson Jr., I get it. He's had some off games here and there, but let's be real. Jaren Jackson Jr. has had a decent playoffs. He's had a pretty good playoffs, you know.
He looking like the Grizzlies' best player next to John.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Which he should be. He should be looking like that. Honestly, Jaren Jackson Jr. has that kind of potential.
I agree.
And Tyus Jones, my God.
Like, oh, you know,
maybe he should start the next, I mean, not the next game. Maybe he should start for the rest of the series. Just rest Ja. Don't even think about bringing back Ja. Not even for game seven. Okay.
Damn.
I just. No, wait. I'm sorry. I went too far. Seven. You bring back Ja for, if it's in Memphis, I mean, it's going to be in Memphis. You bring back Ja. I'm sorry. I went too far. But yeah, for sure, I trust Tyus Jones going into game six.
Like, do they need him?
Who? Ja?
Do they need Ja?
In game seven, yes. I don't care. Why? What? It's game seven. I get it, bro. I'm not throwing any emotion in there. It's pure clutch factor, bro. Pure clutch factor. I want the ball in Ja Morant's hands at the end of the game. I out of anybody on that team, I'm sorry, bro. It's not Jaren Jackson. Desmond Bane is a good close second.
Nah, bro, you got to give it to Dylan Brooks, boy.
You have to give it to Brooks.
Wait, what?
Dylan Brooks.
What?
But I'm saying, is it really going to be needed for Ja to come back this game for them to win?
Give it Dylan Brooks' hands, boy. It's like, sell it.
Why would I have to give it to Dylan Brooks? Are y'all fucking kidding me right now? Like, what are you, like, is that a joke?
Sell the game.
But I will put the ball in Brandon Clark's hands before I put it in Dylan Brooks' hands at the end of the game again, bro. Like, I'm sorry. I wouldn't, bro. And Brandon Clark, finally. I mean, no, the past two games. That's right, Brandon. You eat, boy. 11-7. Eat, boy. 14 minutes off the bench. Eat, boy. Like, what? Hey, bro, the whole
I don't think that they need Ja to beat the Warriors.
I think they do in game seven. Because it's game seven, and Steph and Clay and Poole and Kerr, I think they're going to show up for game seven. I think you need
Ja. Hey, is Kerr back game six?
I'm not sure.
I think that has to do something to do with it, man. Mike Brown is not it.
You know, Stephen A. said it, bro. He said if these last two games, if the Kings hadn't already made their decision before these last two games, he probably wouldn't have got the job.
Mike Brown is not here, but so he doesn't know when to call timeouts.
Y'all both talking. What?
Mike Brown does not know when to call timeouts. He just be letting them play and play and play until it's too late. Like, oh, stop the freaking bleeding.
Hold on. I forgot to ask, Alan, why couldn't I find you after this blowout loss? Like, what happened to you, bro?
Oh, I was laying down the pipe.
Oh, man.
I knocked out.
If you don't knock out after that, you must be a serial killer or something.
I feel that 100%.
He was beating some donies down. He didn't give a fuck about them team losing.
He was a winner, you know. Got his shoes over there scratching my back, and it was a wrap.
All right. He got to take out all his anger on her.
Anyway, so Grizzlies, Memphis, game six in Golden State. Warriors are 8-point favorites. What? The disrespect to Memphis. Wow.
What, bro?
Wait. They're only an 8-point favorite?
What you mean? Grizzlies only?
Got that. Grizzlies might have that.
The Grizzlies got it. The Grizzlies got it. What you mean? I got the Grizzlies winning game six.
If it was a 12-point favorite, then I'll be more leaning on Golden State. But yeah, that means Vegas know what's up.
Desmond Bane dropping 30.
I think it's gonna be Dylan Brooks. I think it's gonna be Dylan Brooks' redemption.
Dylan Brooks.
His redemption game.
Hell no.
I think it might be Jaren Jackson.
Hey, I think Dylan Brooks might have.
And Tyus Jones.
I think Dylan Brooks might take 30 shots.
Oh, shit. 30 shots.
You must be smoking on something else, then.
Shit, I don't know about that. He'll take 30 shots before he hit 30 points. Redemption game, my ass. He needs that. Hey, if you want to listen. Okay, I'll be totally objective and honest about it. I don't really Dylan Brooks has to step up for them to win this game. He has to at least have a decent game like he did in game five. He can't, like I say, can't be 3-for-18 again. Like, give me 6-for-12. You know, give me 7 for 15. I'll live. I swear to God, I'll live with that. Okay, even if y'all lose, I'll live with that. Desmond Bain, you ain't got to give me 30. Give me 24. Give me 4 for 6 from 5 for 6 from 3. 5 for 7. No, bro. Give me 5 for 8 or 6 for 9. I want you to take as many threes as you feel as you please. I don't give a damn if you take 14. No, I'm not tripping. I want Desmond Bain to fire that hoe. I don't care, bro.
Win or lose, you want him to fire that hoe.
I need him to stroke it. No homo. Like, for real. I need him to.
What should have been the most improved player?
Yeah, I need him to light their asses
hey,
up.
You must have forgot he's still hurt.
No, bro. I mean, he dropped 21. I think he dropped one more. He dropped 21. I think he dropped one more three.
Spasms.
Bro, he dropped 21. I think he dropped one more three. And Jaren Jackson Jr., bro, listen. Mr. On and Off, Mr. Foul Out, I need you to do whatever you just did. Do it again.
He just can't get into foul trouble.
Bro, I think he'll be all right.
He's not disciplined enough.
He's not. Even on the offensive end, he a little
especially
reckless.
When your emotions are up.
Mm-mm. That's another thing too.
Also, the Grizzlies, to their emotions, the Grizzlies can't because they're finally there.
The Grizzlies can't get down in this game too big. Like they can't. The Grizzlies go down by 12 early. It's gonna be bad. It's gonna be bad because
the Grizzlies are losing by 12 to 15 by half. It's probably gonna be a wrap.
Bro, oh yeah, it's.
But they keep that point differential within 8, they'll be good.
If the Grizzlies got the lead at halftime,
if they keep up with that 8-point differential, they'll have it. I guarantee they'll have it.
The Grizzlies' lead has to be more than 10 points for them to win. We already seen how that shit happens.
I know.
I'll give you that, but I'd rather them be like down 5 or something like that at halftime and fighting to come back.
I'm excited to see. I don't want them to have Clay, a lead though. At
all. Clay Thompson got to have a good game.
Game
to
6, Clay is gonna have a showing.
Yeah, nah.
Right, but you need to know if he gonna come out with what headband on he gonna have on.
Game 6, Clay boy is something else.
And you know what though, it's crazy.
And he's due for one too, so I feel like Game 6 Clay is having an appearance.
Well, I think the pool party gonna get shut down. Feel me? The water contaminated.
The water contaminated. Feel me? I feel like Jordan Poole is gonna show out also, cause he had a pretty bad game last game.
Yeah, he did. He didn't show up. Yeah, that's another thing too. Like they lost by 40, but like give Jordan Poole 25, they still down 15.
Also, they need to cut them turnovers.
Listen, the Grizzlies, they can't fall in love with the three. Like you were saying, bro, that they have to dominate in the paint.
You didn't believe me at first, man. That thing's a thing. They be trying to shoot with Golden State.
What you mean I didn't believe you at first? How many times do I got to say it? I've been saying this since game one. They look like they've been trying to keep up or look like they can match threes with Golden State, and that is not what they need to be doing. Like, Ja had a game where he took 10 plus threes.
That's terrible.
And they were giving it to him, but man, I don't know about all that.
That's
bro.
Terrible.
Bring that terrible. Inside and take a little midi or something. And, no, he actually shot a pretty good percentage that game, 2 for 3. But.
You get that space, you take it in. Get your fouls. Because like you just said, you don't shoot 3 for 3 with Golden State. That's the most terrible decision you can make. Because at the end of the day, Steph Curry has a green light like that.
Steph Curry will shoot that thing.
Well, Steph Curry has the green light, bro. Think about it. Not everybody's coming down here shooting half court shots. Not everybody can do that. And I mean,
still got the Warriors in the series.
I got the Warriors in 6 tomorrow. I've been calling it though. Warriors in 6. Warriors. I never seen the war. I don't know why where Warriors and 5 had came out from, but they were smoking.
But listen, tomorrow, hey, check this
out. But I did have Warriors in 6 taking it at Warriors.
So check this out. So tomorrow,
the day I called it.
So check this out. Tomorrow, I hope I can find you after the game.
What's tomorrow? Friday? Yeah, you'll find me.
All right, cool. I'm going to find you after the game this time. You feel me?
Hey, man. Warriors come out winning. Shit. I might have a drunk island on the cast.
Oh, and they're not winning, so I guess you're going to be sober. You're going to be sober, Alan. I'm going to be drunk.
You're going to be sober as
fuck. I'm be turned. Hey, if the Grizzlies, bro. Hey, what? If the Grizzlies win.
They pull it off.
You're not going.
It's not unlikely that they can't, though. It's really not.
It's not. That's why Alan not going to ever hear the end of it for me.
I really think. See, this is the thing too with the Warriors. Based on the teams that are left, right? We got Phoenix. We got coming out the West. We got Phoenix and
the Mavs.
The
Mavs. But what I was going to say, too, is, like, nobody really has a true center left except for, like, Miami and possibly, I guess you can say, the Grizzlies.
Well, Miami doesn't even have a true center either. Their center is 6'10".
Brook Lopez pretty solid. I know he's not a true center.
Yeah. The only one who has the actual center is the Bucks left.
And so – everybody's kind of been utilizing small ball techniques. Like, I want to see what's going to really happen when they put a center in place. Like, for instance, if Memphis goes to Steven Adams, if he was a 2010 type of person, the Warriors be fucked.
That's why Jaren Jackson is trying to attack inside so much. But
and that's why exactly I just don't
– isn't developed enough.
It's not. It never – but see, that's the thing, too.
He goes straight to a hook shot.
Well, that was one of his cons when he was coming out of college, is his inability to learn different techniques as being in, you know what I mean, footwork and shit like that that you need to do when you're on the blocks.
Yeah.
And
being athletic ain't going to give you buckets.
He just said it. He'll do a hook shot in a minute, or he'll do a step back. Like, bro, where are you stepping back? You're supposed to shoulder this man and go to the basket. Like, what are you doing? And then a part of the reason why they play like that too is injuries.
Damn, well, it's I ain't gonna lie. Before we wrap it up, it's taken a lot. It's really taken a lot for me to. I mean, of course, I'm sticking with the Grizzlies, but man, it's getting closer to the game is just like, damn, it's game six, you know? Like, it wouldn't surprise me if Golden State closed it out here, even though I don't believe in Golden State to go to the finals.
Game six, play. Game six, play.
You know, it wouldn't surprise me if – it's not even about Golden State. It's really about Memphis. Like, it wouldn't surprise me if these dudes didn't show up. Like, you know, I slight Brooks and Jaren Jackson Jr. who I'm worried about the most. Brooks and Jaren are who I'm worried about the most showing up in this game. Like Tyus Jones and Desmond Bain.
You better hope Desmond Bain's back is feeling good.
Man, you better.
Every time he backs back.
I hope he's in that cryogenic freezer right now, man. Because guess what? It's going to be all Dylan Brooks.
You better get some shots in your back or something.
That rescue shot where they break their legs and necks in the back of the field and get that shot and get right back. Used to get juiced.
Well,
well, damn, man. I'm going to let you get about it.
Yes, sir.
Peace.
Peace.